Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom. Gemini 4, Carnarvon, Capcom.
Hello, Carnarvon, Gemini 4.
Roger, you're looking good here on the ground. How are you up there?
Everything's fine.
Okay, I got a little info for you. You got a pencil and paper?
Stand by just a second. Okay, go ahead.
They would like for you to power up and align your platform at 105000. They would also like for you to turn on experiment MSC1 at that time.
Okay, MSC1 on at 10:50, and I'm powered up and align the platform at that time.
Roger. And you're to go ahead with your MSC-10, that's MSC-10, if it does not interfere with your platform alignment.
Okay, we're supposed to do MSC-10 at that time.
Number one will go on at that time, and you're to do MSC-10 if it doesn't interfere.
Roger, okay, we'll do that.
Okay, I don't have a new update time. Use the original times in the flight plan for MSC-10.
Say again?
Use your flight plan times for MSC-10. No new update.
Roger.
Okay.
Okay.
Is your buddy asleep?
Yeah, he's just starting to doze off. I'm going to have to wake him up so we can do MSC-10 together.
Okay, stand by one. Let me make sure they want to do that. Okay, they want you to wake them up to help you with MSC-10 when you need to.
Roger, I will.
All right. I'll give you a flight plan update over the States.
Roger, I understand I got a flight plan update over the States. Well, it looks like we're going to be pretty busy at that time. We're going to be aligning the platform and doing MSC-10 at the same time.
Okay, I'll tell them not to bother you too much. Okay, we got you turning your platform on.
Say again?
You turned your platform on, didn't you?
I put my Acme inverter on. I'm just going to straighten the spacecraft out and get it turned right side up here.
Okay, very good.
So when we start starting up the platform, it's going to take us about 30 minutes to come up before we can start aligning it.
Oh, Roger, understand.
Okay. We're going to start the power up at 1050.
Very good.